Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday the 19th of April. Thank God it's Friday. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a free 2-week trial. Give us a go. See what the newsletter has to offer with all of the wonderful content that we have, including strategy, macro, small caps, education, big part of our offering as well, and model portfolios too. So love to have you on board. All right, well, let's kick off as always with those scores on the doors, and yet another, I guess, down night in the US as once again one of the Fed heads was out and about, and he was talking about the possibility that the Fed will have to raise rates. Now, I have written about this in Henry's Take this morning in the newsletter in terms of this, and for the Fed, they have kind of boxed themselves in. They have said all along that the rate cuts are data dependent. And obviously, if the data starts going the other way, they would be faced with the prospect of having to raise rates as well. So they have boxed themselves in a little bit at the moment. And as a result, we did see US bonds head higher in terms of yields. 10 years, 4.7 basis points higher to 4.63. The US 2-year knocking on the door of 5% again, 5.6 basis points higher. And the Aussie 10-year up to 4.34% in US mortgage rates as well. 30-year mortgages are now above 7%. So the Dow Jones managing to eke out a small gain of 22 points or 0.06%, 37,775. We had a high of 330 up and a low of 72 down. The Nasdaq was down 82 points or 0.5%, 15,601. With the S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, down 0.22, 11 points at 5,011. With the Russell 2000 down 5 points or 0.26%, 1943. The VIX Volatility Index coming back to earth, no, not really a thud, more a whimper, down 1.2% to 18. Our SPY futures are showing a loss of 55 points, which does seem a little bit overs, but we will see how things pan out. The Netflix numbers came in after hours. They had a pretty good number. Revenue growth of 13 to 15%. And revenue outlook for Q2, $9.49 billion. The estimate was from $9.54 billion. So a little bit low on the revenue outlook, but it crushes subscriber estimates there. Stock is down around 4% after hours. Misses on that revenue guidance, so that's why they're down a little bit. What Netflix has to do with Australia and the ASX, I have no idea, but there we go. We did see last night, as I say, Dow coming off, SPY coming off as well. European markets were better. Stock 600 up 0.2, FTSE up 0.4, Germany up 0.4. Bitcoin up 3.9% last night. It looks like the halving event. You can read all about that, I'm sure. Just Google it. You have fingers. The halving event is going to take place on April the 20th. So that is something to bear in mind. But it really was about the US and interest rates as usual. Economists and strategists now see the Fed waiting until at least September. Neil Kashkari, who doesn't get to vote on the panel, said that central banks need to be patient as long as it takes before cutting rates, and the first move may not take place until 2025. Let's face it, at the beginning of the year, the market was going for 7 rate cuts in 2024. Well, we're in May and we haven't had any yet, and they're now starting to look less and less likely. The problem is the US economy is still very robust, and why cut rates when the economy is so robust? That is the problem the Fed has got at the moment, and they have boxed themselves into a little bit of a corner on that one. All right, looking at the US dollar, not much of a change there. US dollar index up 0.2%. US stocks, Nvidia up 0.8. TSMC numbers were better. They certainly countered the ASML numbers we saw the night before from the Dutch lithographic printer of circuits and cells. AMD up 0.7%. Netflix down 0.5, but 4% down after hours. Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, up 1.5%. Tesla falling again, 3.6% easier. Elon Musk in a bit of trouble at the moment. So Tesla being downgraded yet again. We also have Amazonians down 1.1%. Alphabet Spaghetti up 0.4%. Microsoft down 1.8%. And Apple a day down 0.6% as well. US banks, Bank of America up 1.5%. Wells Fargo up 2.7%. Morgan Stanley up 0.2%. Goldman's down 0.2%. And we had CBA overseas down 0.1%. ResMed bouncing back with gusto up 2.2%. Not such gusto there for Avita Health if you're watching that one. In the States, that was down 5.4%. European banks were better. Barclays and Deutsche up over 2%. So a good number from them. All right, let's look at commodities last night as well, because that's where the action was yesterday. We did see resources up 0.8% yesterday. The banks up 0.7% for the ASX to move 37 points higher. Looks like that's going to be knocked on the head today. Brent crude down 45 cents or 0.5%, $87. That is good news for inflation. Good news, peeps. And we had WTI down to 83.50, down a mere 8 cents. Gold was up again, $17.40, 0.7%, 23.78, not quite a record high. Heading that way, platinum down 0.16. Copper on the Moscow Metals Exchange was up 1.9%. Nickel 1.9%. Aluminium up 1%. Zinc down 0.9%. Lead up 1.5%. And tin screaming away at the moment, 4.9% higher. Now, what is tin used for? Well, tin is used in circuit boards instead of lead. Of course, it's got other uses as well, but that is a bit of a gauge, I guess, of global IT growth, perhaps. Anyway, good for Metals X. Iron ore slightly higher, 0.6%. Dalian iron ore futures, though, yesterday were down 1.5%. Not much else happening. Lithium eased back yesterday in Asian trade. In resource stocks overseas, BHP down 0.7, Rio down 0.2 in ADRs, Glencore up 0.5, Freeport up 0.7, Vale up 0.4, Arcadium up 1.1. We had Barrick Gold up 1.6%, Newmont unchanged, Albemarle down 2.3, oil and gas stocks not really doing an awful lot, Chevron the best of the bunch up 0.7. All right, some of the news coming out this morning in Australia. Well, it looks like Richard Goyder has bowed to the inevitable and has brought forward his Qantas departure. He had due to stay until the 1st of July, but he is standing down from April the 22nd. So next week, he's also facing a shareholder revolt at Woodside. Not sure quite how it's gone so horribly wrong for Richard. He was the man, not quite such the man now. John Mullen will start in the hot seat of Qantas from April the 23rd, I imagine. We're also this morning, we've got lithium stock Pilbara. Of course, the revenue is lower. Sales declined 27% to $192 million in the March quarter. Realized prices declined 28% to $804 per dry metric ton of lithium. So that out this morning. There'll be more on that as well as the day goes by, but that's certainly going to be one of the big stories, especially considering the amount of shorts that are out there. Nearly 21% of the stock is short. Broker Wilson says ASX gold miners are trading at attractive valuations. Well, we know that, but no one seems to be taking any notice. JP Morgan's analyst, their president, Daniel Pinto, says there is a high chance of no rate cuts this year from the US Federal Reserve. Well, I think we know that one as well. Turning locally again, Paradigm Biopharmaceuticals confirmed submission to the FDA to progress the Phase 3 OA programs. Gold Road has reported Q1 gold sales of 32.3 ounces versus 32.1 thousand ounces, so a little bit higher. All-in sustaining costs, 2,194 Aussie dollars. Bear in mind, that in Aussie dollar terms, the gold price is nearly 3,700. So they're making a lot of money on the back of that. $1,500 a profit margin. Guidance there for CY24 is production 150 to 167.5 thousand ounces. Perseus has increased its holding in OreCorp to 95%. Will now proceed with compulsory acquisition. So that is pretty much done and dusted. 57.5 cents a share there. Iluka is out this morning with their Q1 total rutile and synthetic rutile production. 86.6 thousand tonnes. Market was going for 103.7. So I'm not sure what's wrong with that one. Aristocrats, the news there, receives all gaming regulatory antitrust and foreign investment approvals needed for Neo Games acquisition. Argosy, AGY, in the lithium space, has advised that regulatory authority officials are currently preparing the formal documents for the final signing of the Rincon EIA process. Get your Mont Blancs out, boys. Cooper Energy has guided to FY24 production, 60.5 to 64 terajoules a day versus prior 58.5 to 65.2. So a little bit better there. A little bit more on that Pilbara Metals in terms of the number there. Spodumene production, 179,000 dry metric tonnes. The market was going for around 175.4. The revenue of 192 million a quarter ago, it was 246. The realised price, 804. The market, the last time out, 842 there. So obviously, we know really about the lithium price anyway. Genesis Minerals in the beginning, weak third quarter, but the outlook positive, according to some of the brokers there. A minor update for Challenger from some of the brokers as well in the Q3 update. The shares were up 5.3% yesterday. Softer annuity sales. However, analysts affirm that the value of new business is rising, supported by a shift towards longer duration and higher margin sales. We have got JFE Steel in advanced discussions to acquire 10% of Blackwater, according to the Australian Financial Review. That is not a mercenary operation in the Middle East. That is part of Whitehaven's business. So they could, they're looking to divest around 25 to 30% of the mine over potentially more than one buyer. Interesting yesterday that DroneShield has upsized its capital raise to $100 million from $75 million. So a little bit on that in the newsletter today and Henry's take as well. EML Payments there, big shareholder Alta Fox has sold its 8.14% stake. That was sold after the close last night, it seems. And finally, a couple of broker moves. Australian Vanadium, initiated by Shaw and Partners. Target price there, a whopping 8 cents. Australian Unity Office Fund upgraded to buy from holder Ord Minnett. Target price increase there to 145 from 113. A chorus of disapproval in New Zealand upgraded to neutral from sell at UBS. The firm cites the valuation there. IDP Education has been transferred as an overweight, a Barrenjoey. Prior rating was overweight. Target there still $26. And Bellevue Gold downgraded to neutral from outperform at Macquarie. Target price increased there to $2 from $1.90. And that's pretty much it from me today so far. It should be another weak day, but you never know, you're lucky in a big city. We might see some buying continuing in the resource space. And 55 points on the SPY, certainly pointing to a little bit of a test once again of that 7,600 level. Thanks for listening. And if you've listened to this free podcast and want to be part of the Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you. MarcusToday.com.au. In the meantime, have a great day and may the trading gods be with you.